spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy, it's crazy, it's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good, really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201. Live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center, the KXOI building on a Tuesday. It is July the 2nd, 2024. Hello, fellas.
Howdy.
Welcome. Good morning. Welcome. Welcome.
Oh,
welcome.
Happy birthday, Amelia. My granddaughter is five today.
Oh, it's today.
Holy cow. Yeah, it is today officially.
Seems like she was four just yesterday, man.
It does. She was. I spent the entire day saying, oh my gosh, this is your last day as a four-year-old.
That's awesome.
What
How
are
was
you
she
gonna
with
do?
It? Yeah.
She was loving
well,
it.
That's a
she
good
thought
way of
it
doing
was
it.
Really fun.
Yeah, I like that.
Till she wiped out on her bike
oh,
and
no.
then hurt her leg, and so then we had to wrap her leg up because it was bleeding.
Oh.
And then she was using it like a peg leg the rest of the night. She
oh.
was like limping around.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I laughed
yeah.
at her because it looked really funny, and then she got sad, and then
that's a good grandpa. Right
but then,
there.
Like
that's
an hour later,
grandpa, yeah,
she
yeah.
forgot about it, and she was running around. And I'm like, "Is your leg feeling better?" Oh,
I forgot I was supposed to. Yeah, again. I was supposed to be limping.
I'm like, oh, this is great.
Dang it! Wow, well, that's a lot.
that's a 4-year old for you.
That was 20 minutes, Jay. That was just at all a 20 minute stretch. There's a lot going on there.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's funny.
It was fun. You know, you maybe were chasing her around yesterday. I was chasing you around the parking lot this morning. That was a fun little event we did.
That
there.
Was that fun, was wasn't
great.
It? Well, I got here and I was like, oh no.
Oh no.
This is exactly what I said. Oh no, Jay's not here yet.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is not good.
Right.
And so I went into the parking lot and I did a little donut.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe he's around back because he was bringing stuff in today.
Yes.
And so I thought maybe that's
it's a fair,
what he did.
It's a fair guess. Yeah.
So then I went back to where the TV people are. And I was just cutting through the parking lot. Very weird because you weren't back there.
Right. And then I
and
saw
then
you back
you
there.
And you started pulling in.
Yeah. I saw you back there. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to see what's going on with Kevin over there. So then you had a good angle. Like, and I was going to make a really fast loop around where garbage can,
yeah, and
dumpster.
Yeah, I was kind of through there, wasn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, you snuck through there. And I was like, oh, I could sneak through there. And I thought, the last thing I want to do is fooling around in the parking lot. You shouldn't do that anyway. Don't do
yeah,
this.
Yeah, it's not funny.
And then just like me smash into like Peterson's brand new truck or something.
Oh, does he have a new truck?
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I think I'm just going to not do all of that.
So
but
you,
I
yeah.
just, you know.
So were you going back there
cautious.
Just because you saw me back there?
Yeah, I saw you. So
oh,
I thought
see,
I was.
See, I went back there thinking you were going back there for
no,
a reason.
I was just extremely late today. Because dogs, ugh, all of the stuff. So it took forever. But yeah.
Yeah, but you brought in potato salad, so I don't really care when you got
yeah,
here.
Potato salad and watermelon, man. I get rid of it. I'm not. Yes. Well, I don't want it to go bad. I'm not going to eat it at my house, so we'll grab some forks and have some breakfast.
Yeah, if nobody else is interested, I'll just pull the bucket over here.
Yeah, there you go. I also, I don't think I've ever done this before, but I was, of course, out of gas. You're running late, you're out of gas. That's how it works.
Every time.
It's just, it's like the internet. When you say something, it shows up on your phone. When you're running late, you're out of gas.
Yep.
So I stopped at where I usually stop in the valley, and I was like, why is it 386? Like, I had just gone by where it was 375, and I know I got to go to, like, Costco today or something. So I'm like, I'm just not doing it. Because if I fill up, I know yeah. for a fact in some places I can save, like, $10 to $15 depending on where I go.
Sure.
So I'm
yeah,
like, I'm
absolutely.
Not doing it. I'm just not doing it. So I put in... I put in $5 of gas.
Oh, I've done it.
Just to kind of.
Then the bummer is if your plan changes and then you're like, gosh, darn it.
Yeah, that's not going to work well.
Now I got to put in five more to get to Idaho.
So dumb. Because I literally was like, well, let's see. How many miles can I get out of this? So I literally put $5 of gas in. So I shouldn't have been fooling around chasing you around the parking lot.
No, you shouldn't, Jay.
I don't have gas to spare.
You could be running on fumes now.
man. But I will be saving a little bit of change. I mean, I'll chase you around the parking lot all day and not care about burning gas. But boy, I can save a couple of bucks on gas.
Yeah, you got to do it.
Yeah. Are we still talking about chasing in vehicles, or what are we talking here?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. It was definitely vehicle chasing. I think I can catch Kevin if we're not using vehicles.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
It's bacon popcorn, essentially, or rendered pork belly, which I believe is...
Yeah, close enough.
Fat?
Yeah, but the title of it is just popcorn?
Yeah, but it explains it, Steve, like all menu, you know?
Kevin James.
See, that's how a menu works. They, like, have the item, and then they have the description below it.
Right, but... Yeah, okay.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James.
Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
Howdy, everybody. Jay, do you like root beer?
Yeah, sure.
Do you like cream soda?
Yeah.
I like root beer. I like cream soda.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like if you like root beer, you probably like cream soda.
They're extremely similar.
Is that fair? I mean, I know it's a different flavor, but I just kind of feel like root beer lovers love cream soda. So put it on the poll. If you love root beer, do you like cream soda?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Because this morning I was drinking a diet cream soda or zero sugar, whatever.
Right.
They don't call stuff diet anymore.
Oh, is that right?
Almost none of, I mean, there's still Diet Coke. Diet
Pepsi. But they can't change the name. They've had it that way.
Right, all the other stuff. It's like zero sugar this,
zero
sugar that, but it's just diet.
Yeah.
And a fancy name. I was drinking one, and Steve said, whoa, root beer? And I go, nope, cream soda. And he's like, oh, gross. I'm like, what, Steve?
Yeah.
You think cream soda's gross?
It might have a, it might be the most divisive soda. Disgusting.
Is it really?
Okay. It might be, because I think there are people who are like, oh, I hate cream soda, where I don't know how many people will say, oh, I hate Sprite. You know what I mean?
Right.
You go, well,
but do they generally not like root beer then?
Yeah, that part I don't know. That's the science of it. We got to figure out.
I can't
out.
Stop licking my lips because they have cream soda on them. And I just want to keep, if you notice during the show that I'm licking my lips.
That's why. Okay.
Let's say that's why.
All right.
Look. Oh, all we right. should.
So I was just kind of surprised.
Did you get that here, or did you bring that in?
I brought that in.
Okay.
Yeah. Steve likes root beer, but he doesn't like cream soda.
I don't know. Is that normal?
I feel like they're so similar
at times.
One is root flavor, and one is vanilla.
Oh.
Is it vanilla?
Sure.
Is that what cream soda is?
Let's say it is.
I should know that.
Doesn't root beer have aged vanilla?
Right. I mean, I think they are I feel like they're cousins, man.
Yeah, but it's like once removed, and it's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
It's an entire thing. I mean, it says cream soda is a sweet soft drink that's generally flavored with vanilla. A taste similar to an ice cream float, which what do you use normally in an ice cream float?
Vanilla.
Or?
Root beer.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you this. The boxes of zero sugar root beer and zero sugar A&W cream soda look exactly the same.
Wow. Two right off the bat. Like root beer. Do not like cream soda.
Okay.
Love root beer. Hate cream soda. A lot of violence. If you wouldn't mind attaching your name so I can see why you're so violent, sir or ma'am, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
I feel bad for people who don't like cream soda. I just feel like you're missing one of the joys of life.
I honestly did not used to really enjoy cream soda, and then I don't know why my taste buds changed. Let's just say COVID, even though it was way before that.
Yeah.
It just seems fun to blame
everything on it.
Yep. It would happen in 1987, COVID. I don't know. I got to use that voice when I say that.
Yeah, I don't know, dude.
It seemed like it was appropriate.
Bailey Zimmerman?
Bailey, oh, Bailey's more up here, bro.
Oh, sorry.
Bailey's here. I'm like, guys, I love cream soda. You blankety blanks. Oh, I said that on the air. Sorry. Oh, man, root beer's cool, too. Sometimes I'll mix root beer and cream soda, and I'll have root soda. Oh, man.
Oh, I've never done that.
My name is Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Oh, great. Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name
producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
If we see Bailey Zimmerman in Nashville this year, and I do that to Bailey Zimmerman, is that going to make him angry? Or will he feel like, you know, oh, it's the greatest form of flattery, bro.
I feel like he might like it.
You think so?
Yeah. Or he might say, I said this yesterday and I'll say it today. He might say to you, shut a yappa.
Hey, shut a yappa.
Knock it off, boy.
2 days in a row.
Hey.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Anyway, back to you, Steve.
Well, you got to pick wisely. That's what I'm saying.
With
pick wisely for what?
Soda or what?
Yeah.
Can I recommend something to people? Because I was thinking about the last time I drank a real cream soda, which was when I think we went to get orange soda that was out, and I bought regular cream soda. It is so sugary that it's even too much for me.
Oh, wow.
So I could maybe understand people not liking how...
Too sweet?
How sweet it is.
Too sweet?
Try the zero sugar one.
All right.
Give it a try.
Give yourself a break on the sugar, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, Steve.
All right, Steve.
I don't even know. I think your taste buds, they do change, like, what is it, every 10 or 15 years?
I think there's some science in there somewhere, yeah.
I think that is right. Because I used to not like mustard, and now I'm a fan.
Wow. That's a pretty drastic change.
Yeah, because mustard is something else.
I know. I think about the two things that I've added over the last 5 years. Brussels sprouts.
And a huge charred, love for them, Kevin.
Charred, burned Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man almighty. And sushi. Like, I would not eat sushi before. Now I love
it.
Right.
Hmm. Yeah.
That is interesting.
Also, Steve, do we need a moment of silence? Kevin, stop tapping. Also, do we need a moment of silence for the throwing away of the mustard yesterday for you, Steve? I mean, it was a sad day here.
Oh, no, that's a happy day.
Because it was expired.
Correct. And you're finally giving in.
I said to Kevin, how much past the expiration date till I have to throw out the mustard? And he goes, like 18 months?
18 months. That's why I gave you 18 months.
That's like 18 months too long.
18 months past the expiration date, and there, we had three things of mustard here. Two of them expired in like March of 23.
That's right. I mean,
that's at the cusp. Under. Yeah, I know.
Just under.
But it's one of those I was like, we have another one. It's fine.
Yeah, no. No, it's not fine.
I tried the first one. I was like, that tastes like cream soda.
Oh, no.
Out. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And Jay, you probably could have helped me with this. Thank you. Love you.
Kevin James.
Hey, guys. When you're getting older, it's much harder to stay awake overnight with a baby.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Well, a couple things here as we head to the audio vault. First of all, getting down to the nitty-gritty, as they like to say, with the tickets for the cruise. So I'm not going to lie. We here lost track of time as a group.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we were doing the thing. We're going along, and we're like, wait, what? Hoop Fest? What? And then it was Hoop Fest. And then we were like, whoa, what? 4th of July, what? And then we were like, oh, man. And then the 11th of July will be next week. So, I mean, you know, it kind of snuck away from us. And you might be in that same boat where it just kind of got away a little bit. So, don't delay.
Get your tickets.
Yeah, the tickets are dwindling quickly. So, if you'd like to get them, the easiest possible way is just text us the word cruise to 509-441-0999. We'll send you back a link to get your cruise tickets, okay? Super simple, easy. It can be done in a matter of minutes.
I was convincing someone the other day. They were talking about bachelorette party.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, we might go on your cruise. And I was like, "What? Don't might.
Oh,
let's
man.
Do it. That's always a fun time.
And they've always been so excited and grateful at the end of it. So, yeah, I'm with you, Kev. It's a fun way to celebrate. Also, it's going to be hot, so it's a nice way to cool off on the lake for 3 hours in the evening.
Last night, it was like 9 o'clock, and I was outside, and I thought, boy,
spectacular.
This is when we get the show off.
Man, no doubt.
The Inland Northwest is perfect.
No doubt. Also, a couple other quick things for you. Mary says, Dr. Pepper Cream Soda, zero sugar, boom. Also, this one from Carmen. Carmen, thank you for texting in.
Love that name.
She's the one who said she loved root beer and hated cream soda. And then she said, and I said, Steve's excited to have you on his side. And she said, and I quote, there are lots of things I agree with Steve on.
Oh, really?
Absolutely nothing past the expiration date.
Okay.
I also love orange soda. Sorry, Steve, I'm already married.
Gosh, dang it.
Hey, we can still be friends.
Yeah, we can still be friends.
Yeah, we can still be friends.
Kevin, gosh dang it. I mean, congrats.
Right. I mean, I'm happy for her, but also that may have been the one, Steve, the one that got away.
Yeah, I'd be like, that's it.
Yeah. Carmen Sandiego.
Huh? Now she's now changed the channel.
Probably. I'm sorry.
That was it. Yeah. It's over. Thanks for ruining it.
Sorry.
Always one too many. I don't know.
I can't help myself.
100-year-old women. Tips on, life, basically. I like it when they ask older people for tips. Especially when, some of these are pretty good. And now this is a montage, Kevin, of about... I'm going to say 10 or 12.
100-year-old women.
Yes. Okay. 10 or 12 different 100-year-old women.
Do I have advice for 20-year-olds? Oh. I would tell them to try different things, see what they really want to do. Take risks. And then when you get older, don't take risks.
So that's number one. Take risks and then maybe don't take risks. Yeah.
Finish your schooling. Your education is necessary to live in this world today.
All right. You're going to finish school. Stay in school, kids.
These all sound like the same woman, but they're not. Right?
No, they're not.
Get yourself involved in what you'd like to do.
So do what you like to do.
Yeah, that's important.
That's a great way.
Pay attention to politics. I guess we all have to be interested in what our government is doing. Young people have to be very careful for whom they vote. Everybody has to look for peace.
All right. Okay. All right. There you go.
And peace is very hard to find anywhere.
Not a lie.
Well, no, don't let nobody beat you down. Stand on your own feet. Think for yourself.
Troubles I had, that how to go through all of them. I came out of all of them. You are what you are.
Okay, so far so good. Yeah, okay. How you feeling about it? Pretty good?
You are what you are.
Yeah. Can you not tell the difference between the voices?
Yeah, I can. Okay. Obviously, Steve.
I was hoping you could there.
It was comedy.
That's all. Everything you do to help yourself makes you stronger. And if you give up on yourself, shame on you.
Oh, yeah. Boy, that's maybe my favorite one so far.
Yeah, and then just...
That's all.
That's all.
Yeah, don't give up on yourself. Shame on you.
Bet on you, man, every time.
Yeah. So, see, that's pretty good advice.
It is.
I loved it. Kevin, you want to know how to tell a good person?
Sure.
I'll just play it for you. How to tell. It's a good person test.
Here's a simple test to see if somebody is a good person. Mm-hmm. And all you have to do is pay careful attention to three things. One, do they slam the door? Do they close it gently? Two, do they raise their voice or do they speak gently? Three, are they unkind to children and animals or do they treat them gently?
Okay.
Listen, bud.
One, get that music behind everything you say.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Okay, yeah.
Just because you maybe slam a door once in a while.
Or raise your voice.
Doesn't mean that you're a bad person. It may mean that someone that lives with you is a bad person.
Okay.
Sounds right. Like he needs to shut his yappa.
Shut your yappa. Now, the last one, you know.
Why was he doing this?
Well, I mean, some people do that when they talk, Kevin. I mean, the last one, okay. You know, I mean.
What was the last one?
Are they unkind to children and animals?
Okay. I mean, that one felt like that had some legitimacy to it. If you're mean to kids and animals, eh.
Right. I mean, that's not
You're great. Probably not yeah. a great person.
But I mean, I also don't want that guy being the judge of what's mean.
What do you mean? Because you, why?
Do they slam the door or do they close it gently?
Now, I understand if you just like, I mean, yeah. I think he's saying like all the time, not just when you're mad. Yeah. But,
okay. Do they raise their voice or do they speak gently?
I mean, usually, I think there's nobody who's probably more kind-hearted than my wife. I've heard her raise her voice. Guys, yeah. I've heard it. And she's a good person. But she does slam the heck out of a door.
Do they slam the door or do they close it gently?
And that's how you know if you're a good person. Enjoy. That's your audio wall.
I'm going to focus on shutting doors so gently all day.
For a Tuesday, it's July 2nd, 2024.
The Jeez. Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Well, apparently he made the first shot of the game because when I got there.
Wait, you were late?
They were behind.
No way.
4-2.
Kevin James.
Well, I blame traffic.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The big 99.9 Coyote Country. Take it with me.